Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another special edition of the For Your Scenes Fire American Soccer Show, as we are now live for post-game reaction as the United States defeats Jamaica in extra time by a final of 3-1 in the CONCACAF Nations League semifinals. And look. Let me just say this. We're going to say this, going to be fair. All I can say is this. In the 30 minutes that was played in extra time, the United States were fantastic. Gio Reyna was on point. Haji Wright converted 2 great goals. And basically the rest of it, or the majority of it, was complete crap. Crap. We're not going to sugarcoat anything. I don't want to sugarcoat anything. I don't want to assume this has been a great comeback, because let's be truthful. Let's be honest. Let us be completely and succinctly honest here with this performance tonight. They were not good. They were not good at all. And if some of you want to use the excuse of the grass pitch over the field turf at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas as an excuse, you can do whatever you want. I do not care. But the truth of the matter is this. Regardless of how bad the pitch might have been, I never thought I would see our players look exhausted, tired, basically falling asleep at the start of the match. They were terrible. Absolutely terrible. And even though they did work up to play a little bit better, it still was not good enough. Still not good enough. I do not care what anyone's going to tell me. I do not care what anyone's going to say. You can defend him. If there are any defenders of Greg Berhalter, say what you want. Say however you want it. I do not care. The point is that what we all saw tonight in that match against Jamaica was a complete waste of 90 minutes, if not for the own goal by Corey Burke beating his own goalie in Andre Blake. This match is completely over, and the United States is not defending their Nations League title. Regardless of what you may think about their Nations League, about the Nations League championship, or you may think about how CONCACAF does this Nations League thing, that's not the point. The point is this, is that U.S. soccer continues to prove to me and continues to prove to all of you, when it comes to the national team, that they continue to waste our time with this man as the head coach of the U.S. men's national team. What we saw by Jamaica for 90-plus minutes until the final minute of 5 in second-half stoppage time, probably even 96, what we saw by this Jamaica side was tremendous. Heimer Hallgrimsson, who was the manager of the Icelandic men's national team that had a run in the European Cup, smallest nation that qualified for the World Cup, has done more for Jamaica, has done more for Jamaica than any of their past managers all the way down. Even the year that they went to the Gold Cup final, beat the U.S. in the semis, went to the final, lost to Mexico, and failed in World Cup qualifying when they had their last manager from Germany, who just basically this federation is really an eyesore when it comes to how they run everything. But still, though, when you thought that they might have had something, and I think they do now with this manager and Hal Grimson, because he sees what the problems were and how to neutralize the USA. The only reason they did not leave with the victory was because their own striker put the ball in the back of his own net. That's the only saving grace of this match. Passes were not good enough by Berhalter's men. Shots were not good enough for Berhalter's men. Defending was horrible. They got lucky that they did not get scored on for the second time of the match, because not only the offside flag went up, but because if the offside flag did not go up, the shot was a complete mess in the middle of the second half. A complete and utter mess. I'm telling you right now, I have never, ever seen our national team be this inept for 90 minutes. They're lucky that ball went to the back of the net off of Corey Burke's head. Lucky. Absolutely lucky. I know that they were frustrated, and they have every right to be frustrated. They are frustrated because if you saw that high defensive line bunkering in seven men, not five, not six, seven. And they can't not break down Jamaica. For 90 minutes, they could not break them down. And then finally, Haji Wright, with some brilliant passing from Gio Reyna, got them back into the Nations League final. You know, Berhalter can do whatever he wants against Mexico. It's fine. It's a rivalry game. I understand you got to beat them. That's fine. But once again, when you're talking about anyone else that's not Mexico, there's a problem. And even in Camp Cupcake in January, in that friendly, with not even the top players, even those players, they did not do well with Berhalter's tactics. Regardless of what's going to happen on Sunday, the truth of the matter is this. Berhalter will not survive Copa America. Will not. If he is lucky enough to get out of the group stage, we'll see what happens. But I'm just telling you right now, I think Berhalter's tactics are completely cooked. I think it's over. I really believe they should have said sayonara. They should have kicked them out. They should have sacked them. They should have. But no. It's frustrating. It's very, very frustrating. Just very, very frustrating when you're watching this national team playing in these games, regardless of it being a friendly or, you know, a tournament match, the World Cup itself, the Gold Cup, Copa America, whatever it is, it does not matter, should not matter. But when you're seeing these national teams in CONCACAF and they've improved themselves head coaching wise, and you're seeing them, you're seeing them improving over and over, like with better managers. And they're absolutely dissecting everything Berhalter's tactics have done. This is what frustrates you to no end. This is what bothers you, and it bothers me, to see our players not performing and not playing the way they should. Did you see the look on Tyler Adams' face late in the second half when he had this look of, where the hell should I go? Looking at Berhalter at the bench. To me, that is very troublesome. It is very worrisome. And I'm sorry for Greg. You know, that's terrible. Not sure where to be for Tyler Adams. I mean, it's unfathomable. And I understand Tyler is just coming back from injury. He only had a short amount of time playing for Bournemouth in the Premier League in England. But once again, I mean, come on. I know it's been a while for Tyler because he's been injured, but still, though, come on, Greg. You got to help him out. It is just absolutely shameful. Shameful. That we were looking at the third place match against either Panama or Mexico. And now, by the miracle, the absolute miracle, we have, basically, a final, once again, for the third straight year of the CONCACAF Nations League. And that will be at 9:15 p.m. Eastern, and which you will be able to watch it on Paramount Plus, on their website or on the app. But let me just say this right now. Let me just say this right now. I'm not happy with what this performance was. Yes, they got the result. That's the first thing is first. But the performance was absolutely disgusting. It was flat. It was uninspired. It was just frustrating to watch this talented U.S. men's national team taking on a Jamaican side who is missing players, who have frustrated players because of the way that the federation is run in their nation, some also with injury, suspension. They don't have their top-notch players, and then they almost pulled off the miracle. And when you see shots of the fans in the crowd, first the Jamaican fans, good for them for being happy. Good for them seeing them, you know, hoping and praying and wishing that their players hold on. Good for them. Good. Because that's what you want to see. That's what you want to see. That's what you want to hope for. That's what you want to say. There they go. And then all of a sudden, everything fell apart because their own player put the ball in the back of his own net. That is, I think, the first own goal, I believe, in the CONCACAF Nations League play. But there could have been something in the first edition in the game that was between Panama and Mexico. But still, though, the point is this. It should never have come to this. Yeah, I can blame, I can blame some of the players. I can blame Joe Scally for being in a bad position when the ball was crossed over. I could also blame Anthony Robinson for not really concentrating hard enough to prevent that cross from happening. It should have been blocked. But I'm sorry. They got lucky. And I know it still says it's Miles Robinson's flick on header, but I think it's an own goal from Corey Burke. But once again, it's just disgusting how this talented team looked so inept. I give complete credit to Jamaica for how they played. Like I've said already, Hal Grimson has improved them defensively. But once again, in the Gold Cup, even though it was BJ Callahan as the head coach in that Gold Cup match last year in the group stage, if not for Brandon Vazquez, and we'll get to him in a minute, if it's not for Brandon Vazquez for getting that equalizer, then, you know, it's just unbelievable what the heck is going on. Because Jamaica absolutely were sensational for 90 minutes. The only reason why they lost is because they were heartbroken and they were exhausted and they were shell-shocked that they beat themselves. That's the truth. That is the truth of this match. And once again, has to be said. If they don't put the ball in their own net, this is a big win for Jamaica. Huge win. All I can tell you is this. Regardless of the second match between Mexico and Panama, okay, whoever they're going to play in the second match between Mexico and Panama, they better be on their A game. Because I'm telling you all right now, this confederation is improving. They're going to play bunker ball on Berhalter. And Berhalter does not know how to break out of it. And once again, who are they going to face in the Copa America? They're going to face, once again, Panama. First, they're going to play Bolivia. They should beat Bolivia because Bolivia is not a good team, but then again, they're still a South American side. And anyone that comes from South America is basically better than anyone that is playing in CONCACAF. Let's just be honest. Even though Bolivia should be able to be beaten, you still cannot assume you're going to beat them. You're going to face Christensen again, depending on if Panama does beat Mexico in their semifinal match later tonight on Paramount Plus. And then you got to take on Uruguay, and their manager is Bielsa. And that is the creme de la creme of managers, not only in South American football, but in world football. Okay? So as of right now, while I'm happy for the results, I'm not happy about the performance. It is an absolute travesty and a shame that Greg Berhalter will never learn his mistakes. I'm going to say this right now, and I'm going to be honest with everyone here. Matt Turner, decent job. You know, unfortunately, I thought he was put into a bad situation by the defense. Probably still should have stopped it, but you know, it's still, once again, I'm going to save my judgment for him. Joe Scally, I give him, you know, basically two. Chris Richards, decent. Miles Robinson, at least it was his header that put that position of the own goal to happen. So I'll give him a five. For Miles Robinson, Chris Richards, that's what I'm saying. Chris Richards did okay. Anthony Robinson, give him a four. Musa, I understand Ramadan has started. He did I'll give him a four. Weston McKennie, a four. Malik Tillman, I give him a one. I'm sorry. I don't know. I just don't see what Berhalter sees in Malik Tillman. Did not think he was good enough. I just thought he was slow. I thought he was lost. I thought some of the passes were not good. I even thought his, you know, attempts at shots or at least trying to reach the ball were absolutely terrible, and he was shouldered off, bodied off, easily, very easily. Why was he in there? I don't understand it. This is where, I'm sorry, Malik Tillman did not have a blinder of a game. He was absolutely terrible. For the first time, Felarian Balogun was terrible. Absolutely terrible. I give him a 2. Pulisic, he tried. I'll give him at least a 6 because he tried. But in reality, with the substitutions, Gio Reyna, Haji Wright, they both get 8s. Tyler Adams gets an incomplete because he just came back. So I'm not going to rank him. I understand his frustrations, why he wanted to stay in there, but the truth of the matter is, Tyler, you're on a pitch count. Basically a minutes count. It's better this way for now. We'll worry about it later on down the line, but for now, this was good. But until then, no. I'm sorry. But other than that, regardless if they win it or lose it in the final against Mexico or Panama, Berhalter should no longer be in the technical area as a U.S. men's national team head coach. Should not. Period. Should not. But if they're going to keep him for the Copa America and he's going to do the same stupid things in the Copa America, just like he did in this Nations League, I'm sorry, he cannot be the head coach for the World Cup in 2026. Cannot. Basically, put the blindfold on, throw the dart at the board, and you pray to God something sticks. Does not work anymore. We've got to get a better tactician than this because he's not doing the job. He is not. We'll see what happens in the final on Sunday night. But right now, I'm sorry, this was a horrible performance that does not deserve to be saying great job. And Berhalter, I'm sorry, must be sacked. It has to be gone. I'm sorry. I know you don't want to hear it. If you're a Berhalter fan, I'm sorry. It's got to go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been my USA-Jamaica post-game show of the CONCACAF Nations League semifinals. Join me on Sunday night for post-match of the Nations League final as we get ready to wrap this sucker up. Once again, my name is Daniel Feuerstein. Thank you for listening to me tonight. And as always, please enjoy your football. Thank you. Take care. So long, and have a good night. Bye-bye for now, everybody.